Beggity bam. Clerks 3 coming your way.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you, I'm going to try and open the channel here. Did you happen to see Kevin Smith on Seth Meyers?
No.
If you get a chance, you might want to look it up. So Kevin Smith is being interviewed by Seth Meyers, kind of. Like, he shows up on Seth Meyers' show, and Seth is like, I hear you might have a little story for me. And Kevin just proceeds to talk. He talks the entire length of time that they have. Seth barely gets a word in, definitely doesn't ask any questions. And Kevin Smith just gives a periodontal story about, you know, going to the dentist and having to get, like, teeth pulled because he's got periodontal disease. And, like, he just goes into this whole story. And, yeah, it's hilarious because it's just Kevin Smith talking. If you get a chance, you might want to check it out.
Did you watch the Suicide Squad?
I have not watched the Suicide Squad. I was told by Jared that it was excellent.
Oh, I don't know. Excellent. It is infinitely better than the last one.
Sure.
I very much enjoyed it. Excellent's a strong word for anything with the DC moniker at the front of it.
So what he said was, hey, did you like Guardians of the Galaxy? Then you'll probably like this.
I mean, you could definitely see James Gunn's influence in the movie, yes.
Sure. Yeah, we'll have to watch it sometime. I don't know. Where is it at? Where did you watch it?
It's on HBO Max. Everything DC is on HBO.
Sure. So was it you who recommended Mayor of Easttown?
Yeah.
So we start watching it. I don't know how far into it we are, but yeah, that's pretty decent.
I like it.
Decent watch. I am not a fan of Kate Winslet, so.
Yeah, but she was good in that.
Yeah, she's solid. Like, the only thing is, man, that Philly accent, it really takes me out of the moment. Like, I hear it, and I'm just like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, you can only somebody hear Murder Dirt so many times. But I like the show. Like I said, it's got a good ending.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen the ending, but so far, it's pretty entertaining. I had no idea that Guy Pearce is in it. I like him.
Have you watched Titans at all?
No, I have not.
So it's like the live action-y Teen Titans, kind of. So it's got Nightwing and a bunch of other, you know, DC schlubs.
Right, sure.
But the last episode, it flashes back to Doom Patrol, if you watch that.
Huh.
Which I thought was a fun crossover.
Interesting.
They go and pick up Beast Boy. He's living at the Doom Patrol Manor. So it's like, oh, Doom Patrol. I'm excited. I freaking love Doom Patrol. That was the best DC thing I've seen in the past decade.
Yeah, I heard mixed reviews of Doom Patrol.
Ah, absolutely loved it. You can tell that, you know, the DC higher-ups must have just told someone, go ahead and do whatever you want. So they made something that was good instead of what, you know, instead of what normally happens on DC projects.
Well, that's probably a good decision for Chloe Bennett, that she's backing away from the Powerpuff Girls.
Well, apparently they shot the pilot. It was so bad that the studio told them they had to shoot another one. And she had scheduling conflicts is really what I think it turned out.
Okay.
But I don't care. I'm never going to watch that.
No. Samurai will, because I heard it was going to have Chloe Bennett in it.
Yeah. I never watched the cartoon. I'm not going to watch the live action.
I guess if she's not going to be in it, then Samurai might be out.
All right. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Okie doke.
Believers, welcome to the 305th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. And Ian's off being useless, so he's not here. Hi, Ray.
Yep. Hi.
So this is the week of the 11th to the 18th, still in the never-ending year of our COVID. At some point, Florida will just fall off the face of the country, and there you go.
So, fun fact, since you brought up COVID, did you know that in Florida now, more people have died from COVID than the number of people who, than the difference that to get DeSantis elected? So the governor of Florida is like killing off all the people that, you know, voted for him?
Well, that should prevent him from getting reelected then, I would assume.
You'd kind of think so, but in any case, I thought it was a fun fact.
Yeah, that's crazy. In your 5-day 4-star crash, the Titans. On the 5th, we had that scorpion guy, not lizard.
Right.
Fought Sandman, which I do not remember at all, but I'm pretty sure I won. That's all I know.
I know I won it handily. Like, he fired off the thing where he got shields, and that pretty much did nothing for him, and Scorpion just beat him up real bad.
Coming up on the 10th was Lizard, not Scorpion.
Right.
And for God knows what reason, he fought Namor. I'm not sure what his beef is with Namor.
Color crossover is all I got, because they're the same colors.
But man, so that is not a fight that in the comic books Lizard wants any part of, because he is right. Not going to win that.
But in the game, totally opposite.
Yes. It turns out you whack him with that tail a few times, and there you go.
Yeah.
In the comic, boy, Namor crushes him into a little ball. Holy smokes. And then coming up number next is Rogue versus Bobby. That should be a win, too. Just don't get frozen.
Yeah, that's the key. You got to avoid that blue, but other than that, yeah.
Storyland, we have Deadpool versus, that'll get you Patch, Thanos, some Ronin shards. Placement is Lizard and some Hela shards, followed up by Fight for Your Right to Wakanda. She-Hulk, Lizard, Hela. Placement is insert new character here, and some I-Hulk shards. Ooh, I-Hulk shards. Those are nice.
Yeah.
Your mind season's still going. Open it up, Quaid. Fresh cuts running now, that'll get you Psylocke, your 2099 Spider-Man. Placement is another Spider-Man, IW style, and some Kingpin shards. All right, Ray, we got a new character.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of. I like the joke in the show. Don't know that he needed to be in this game. But anyway, so we got Loki, the alligator.
Yeah, you're not the only one, but we'll get to that in listener comments.
All right. He's a 4-star variety. He is purple, black, and yellow. The purple power is just a log. Passively, at the start of battle or whenever you match or destroy a purple charge tile, Loki goes invisible for 3 turns. While he's invisible, this power becomes death roll. And whenever the enemy matches or destroys a charge tile, deal a little bit of damage and create one of those purple charge tiles.
It's not a very strong death roll.
No, that is an insignificant amount of damage. Starting at 100, maxing out at 1649.
Yeah.
But at level 5, you are getting 5 turns of invisibility.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
That's a lot of invis.
I do like the fact that just a log is a passive. Like, that's just funny, but...
The black power is called Instigator. I like that name. That's cute. what I don't like is what it does, because, boy, do I hate powers that swap tiles. Swap 10 pair of tiles, dealing damage for each swap charge tile. If he's invisible, convert one basic or enemy special tile into its charge tile, targeting enemy tiles first. At level 5, you're swapping 16 pairs of tiles, dealing 1,386 damage at max for each swapped charged tile.
That could be a decent amount of damage.
Yeah, I'm never going to use this, so we'll see how it goes. The yellow power. For 6 yellow, let's go get help. Deal a little bit of damage to the enemy team and create a charge tile in Loki's team's strongest color. Passive, whatever Loki or an ally matches a charge tile in their strongest color, they gain a burst of a little bit of health. At level 5, at maxing out, you are at 1,090 damage and getting 932 health. And you're creating 3 charge tiles.
Sure.
So none of his numbers are, devastating, it appears. But you do get a whole lot of invisibility, and you're going to get a whole lot of charge tiles over the place.
Yeah.
So I mean, team him up with some other, charge tile people.
Right. Like Throg. I mean... I guess that makes sense.
Sure.
He's a pal for Throg. You've got Alligator Loki and Frog Thor and I don't know who else.
Do
we have another joke animal character?
Give him with Lockjaw. Lockjaw can make charge tiles too, right?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. All right, so introducing Loki runs the 12th to the 19th. That'll get you some Ice Hell and Heroic Token, Loki Shards in Progression. In the Fight for Wakanda, he's in there as placement. Oh my god, we're meeting Rocket and Groot again. All right, meet Rocket and Groot running the 16th to the 20th. He's in there as progression rewards. His Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is running the 15th to the 20th. Shards in progression there. You'll get tokens to the Loki and Foes vault. The Versus, in the high stakes Versus, he's in there as placement. And his Versus event running the 15th to the 18th is called Jaws of Victory, where the alligator will be in progression, rewarding token to the Loki and Foes vault. In said vault, 80 items, 3 4-stars, one being Loki, one being Throg, and one being a random 4-star. So There you go. If you really like that alligator, one alligator. I would have preferred to have seen that classic old school Loki version.
Yeah, the hero at the end of the series.
Yeah, the green and yellow costume guy.
Of course, isn't that, that's very similar to Three Star, isn't it?
It could be. I mean, I'm just really surprised we didn't get, you know, the main character, you know. So.
Right.
I guess because, yeah, I don't know. Sylvie.
I was happy to see a yellow, black, purple character. There have been so few yellow, black, purple characters. Like, it's by far the shortest list. Yeah. I think we now have 6 total.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we've got like 21 red, blue, yellow.
Yeah, everybody's red, blue, yellow. All right. Well, there you go. That's all I got in the news, really, to be honest with you. Cases are going back up everywhere. People, be safe.
Yeah.
We're back to the masks and things at work. I assume that once these students show up in this town, we'll be talking about closing downtown again.
Yeah, probably. I had a meeting on campus the day before. They said if you're going to be in a building on campus, you have to wear a mask, whether you're vaccinated or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. So we have to talk about the big news this week, though.
Oh?
D2R.
Oh, wow.
D2R is coming out on Friday. It's massive. It's coming out on
Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, afternoon release. That's weird.
Yeah. So I got to decide if I can, you know, blow off the afternoon from work on Friday.
Oh, I already took it off.
My our Californian friend is you know, going to be ready at 10 a.m. So he wants to know if anyone wants to play.
Right. Yeah, but then they came out with cinematics, which apparently you can watch now on YouTube. I haven't got a chance to do that. I could wait till Friday, but part of me doesn't want to wait till Friday.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know if I want to wait through the cinematics to start the game. I just want to start playing.
That's true. When the game comes out. Yeah. So watch the cinematics first. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, so I love watching them when I play the game when I'm not in a rush. But
sure.
Because I always liked the story. It was fun.
Character progression will be saved in between early access and the open beta. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You can continue your character. The thing that I just saw that was bad, though, you can still get spawn killed. If you teleport in between an area, like you just travel between an area, that load time, creatures can attack you during your load time.
Hmm.
They're not fixing that until the main release. Apparently they have a fix, but they didn't want to delay the beta to put the fix in. So, yeah.
I know some people are losing their mind because the direct TCP/IP game sharing is gone.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, some people use it like, you know, they do a family thing where, you know, they locally just connect to each other. I don't see what the problem is connecting and just creating your own game.
Yeah, put a password on it and play on Battle.net.
Right. I can do that right now on Battle.net. Like, you just password your game and you turn off other chat and it's like you're playing by yourself anyway.
Yeah.
One good thing, though, you're not going to be able to in the beta, but in the full release, you can take your old character files and load them in to your single player.
That's what they say.
You just copy your files over and it'll work. That's pretty cool.
I don't have any files. I got rid of those a long time ago.
Oh, I have fairly active files. I did find it odd that it's going to be available pretty much everywhere except China. What did China do?
There must be. Is there something in the cinematics or something that now no longer passes the censorship?
I don't think they changed the cinematics. I thought they just refurbed them, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Blizzard always has to do something to make things happy for China.
Yeah, this is true. But I'm super excited for that.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. Should be good times. Get my charge bolt girl ready to go. I'm ready. I want to just flood the screen with lightning. Just like old times.
Oh, China has phones, right.
That's true. Don't they have phones? So far, not one of the people fired. As far as I know, Wyatt is still there. All right. Yeah, that is big news.
But, right.
Probably
talked about that enough on the podcast. It's not supposed to be about Diablo. So
yeah. So yeah, there's no Ian this week. So we're going to skip the top three and the trivia. So let's go straight to Willie.
Oh, okay. I got to scroll down. First comment I have is from TDJ Author over on the D3 forums, who says, "Alligator Logi? Really? They chose a meme instead of a character with decades of history in the comics and appearances in 2 Captain America films?
Give it up, man.
They chose an alligator in a helmet over Batroc? I can't even. I'm going to speak to the managers here. # justice for Georges.
Ugh.
Norman B. said, won't download an Overcast today for some reason. I didn't even know Overcast was a thing. And Jay Taylor says that it wasn't an Apple Podcasts app either. So apparently our RSS feed had some problems this last week. I don't know what the deal is. Nothing has changed. All the feed's out there. So by the time I got to test it, it was working. So I don't know. I'll try and test the feed more quickly this week and see if there's a problem.
Blame Podomatic.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we give them enough money, so they should have it working. So anyway, I'll test it out earlier this week and make sure it's working. Bronny216 said, "Oh, we don't do trivia." In any case, I'm still gonna say what he typed because I'm not gonna save it for next week. He had a guess for trivia. He says he's pretty sure that Mantis asks Thor if Kevin Bacon is one of the Avengers. To which Thor replies, "He might be. I've been away for a while." Is it funnier imagining that Thor had no idea who Kevin Bacon is, or that he does know who Kevin Bacon is? I always thought it was funny that he probably has no idea who Kevin Bacon was. And on the top three, yeah, we got a couple comments about anime. He says he hasn't watched a lot of anime, other than a bunch of the Gundam series, and a side effect of getting into Gunpla, which is apparently Gundam model kits.
Oh, sure.
Has its own name. He says, my top three would be Neon Genesis Evangelion. I have no idea if I'm even pronouncing that right. Gurren Lagann. And for Gundam representation and my intro into anime, G Gundam. A wild blend of giant super robots, Gundam tropes, and kung fu epic. He says he's been meaning to watch Akira for a while, so now I guess that gets bumped up on the list. So, for someone who says that you don't watch anime, I have no idea what you're talking about. It sounds like you watch a lot of anime to me. Dex1138 says he's another schlub that hasn't watched a ton of anime, but he also lists as number three Gurren Lagann. Apparently that's, you know, both of them said that, so that's a thing. Star Blazers, at one point it was on the mornings when I had to go leave for school, so I'd start the tape recorder. That's right, sure. Audio, not the VCR.
That's right, yep.
Before going to school so that I could listen to it when I got home. That's some dedication there. And Gatchaman, a.k.a. Battle of the Planets.
Oh, Battle of the Planets, that's G-Force.
Oh, okay. I have no idea. He says, I love this as BOTP, best of the something. I don't know what BOTP is.
It's Battle of the Planets.
Oh, Battle of the... Okay.
So that show got reworked. It Battle of the Planets and G-Force were very similar, but it had some different editing and such in it, so... But primarily based on the same Japanese stuff.
Okay. And apparently I'm being told it's Evangelion? Evangelion?
I don't know. I think I've gotten corrected the last time that show came up. You know, it was blah, 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 something, something, Evangeline, and people got all upset because I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Well, Samurai says I got it right, so there you go. In any case, Dex1138 said, I love this as Battle of the Planet. Planets when I was a kid and got a whole new appreciation for it as an adult seeing the non-kidified original version. Okay. And most honorable mention, Love Hina. It's simply delightful. I have no idea what these words are that I'm saying, so
yep.
I'll take your word for it. So a lot of anime talk and some negative Loki alligator talk. That's about all we got. So that was all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
All right. Thanks, Willie. Yeah, we'll fly through this show.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we at? Oh, we're not that far already. All right. Once again, I'm Hans then.
Oh, am I Franz?
Sure. And we just want to pop.
To pop?
You up.
You up.
All right. Am I doing this? Are you doing this? What are we doing?
I don't know. I just talked. You do it.
All right. Three Star Land. You've got Beast. He's good. That green power, you know, you got that, the special blue things on the board, things happen. That's good. Hawkeye, shoots some arrows. He's got that going for him. Human Torch. Oh, that red power will do some good damage. Battery Man.
You won't be
yellow.
Using him for damage.
You're not doing him anything else with that guy. Mystique, she will machine gun you to more damage. Four Star Land, what do we got? Cloak and Dagger. A little bit more damage from the light knives. A little bit more damage when you flippy floppy through the pocket dimension. That's primarily what you got there. Uncanny, X-Force, Deadpool, Out of Bullets should do a decent amount of damage.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Your X Enforcer will do a little bit more when he jumps in front and takes some damage. And the good old Countdown for Watt will do more damage. Ian's favorite character, the Man of a Thousand Powers, Legion. He's pumped up. All of his things will do something more. That's not true, but I don't want to read them all.
Purple has no change. I see that.
Yeah, it looks like everything else does more stuffs. So there you go. Learn how to like Legions. Mysterio. Oh, he's a character. I don't have any idea what he does. It's purple. Trap dials will deal more damage. Blue will do more damage. And yellow will steal more health.
Speaking of Mysterio, did you see that Jake Gyllenhaal is now part of a controversy?
No.
On, I don't know if it was TikTok or Twitter. I don't know where it took place. But apparently he started some sort of controversy with the bathing of children. When should you bathe your kids? You know, when the dirt is visible, when they start stinking, like, you know, that sort of thing. And he's like, every few days is good enough. And like, Kristen Bell chimed in on this and was like, yeah, when the stink factor comes into play, that's when they get bathed.
Yeah. Okay.
Really kind of a strange conversation. But in any case, I think that's as bad as you're going to get for a Jake Gyllenhaal controversy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, water in California is really expensive. So, you know,
that is very true.
If you're a celebrity in Southern California, you don't want to use that too much water. I don't know. What are you going to do? Well, apparently there's more. Apparently Samurai says that there's lots of celebrities telling people not to shower.
Well, again, in California, you got to save some water. So
that's right. Water's in short supply out there. We need those sonic showers from Star Trek. Then you can just stand there and get vibrated away.
Ugh, that sounds kind of painful. Not like physically, but like to my ears.
What else we got? Captain Falcon. He's boosted. That yellow power that you'll never fire will make bigger projectiles. The blue matches, that's always good. And the dive bomb, well, you'll never fire that. What are you worried about, kid? Who are we getting?
You're not getting to that. You're never getting to that.
No, you can't get that 45 red you need to fire that power. Five-star land. Oh, God, another person I have no idea what to do. Adam Warlock. What's he do, Ray?
What? He hurts himself and then heals himself? And I don't know. He's really useful, but I still don't understand him. Like, his yellow, he has true healing, so that's cool, but he also hurts himself in some way. That's about all I remember.
All right. Well, it'll do more of that healing. The Prophet of Null. Green will make bigger tiles, red will do more damage and steal more health, and black will make bigger attack tiles as well.
So I'm going to hate this week, is what you're saying.
Yeah, boosted five stars, you're going to see lots of Null.
Yeah.
Havoc. Boy, I don't remember what he does either. His red plasma beam will do more damage. Cry Havoc and Let Loose the Dogs of War will do more AoE, and his blue power will deal more damage or AoE when it converts AP. Huh. I don't know what he does, but what do you know?
It's a he's one of the ones I don't have champ, so I've only used him when necessary.
Alright. The saddest of the five stars. Bruce Banner. Gamma Ray Experiment will do a little bit more damage if there's no greed in the board. Smartest guy in the room will make slightly bigger tiles. The other guy will still be useless. I always feel so bad for him.
All you have to do is make the other guy generate AP when they auto-match, and it would be a useful character.
Yes.
That's the only change that's required, and you have other characters that already do that, so.
And he probably should have some kind of health boost with the way these characters have gone. I
thought he had a ton of health. Oh, maybe not. It's just that he's got the extra health because of
the
shapeshift.
You get the extra shapeshifty, you know, druid bonus.
Right.
But, you know, if you can't keep converting back and forth enough, it's not all that fantastic. Anyway, so there you go. Those are your boosted characters. What's Samurai say this week? He says, five-star people, you're going to see a lot of Adam Warlock. His match damage numbers will wreck most unboosted characters in PvP. In PvP, PvE land, get good use out of Carnage. In your special tile teams, use Havoc for general damage dealing. Four-star people, use your Cloak of Dagger special tile remover for the Wakanda PvE. So there you go. Okay. Listen to me now and believe me later.
I just realized, though, Marky Post?
Yeah.
Marky Post died this week. That's sad. But I was I'm very surprised at how far in life she had gone.
Yeah, wasn't she like 90?
Not 90. She was 70. Marky Post was 70? Man, I had no idea.
Hey, something else that I just thought of. You saw that they pseudo officially announced a new host for Jeopardy.
Yeah, it was like double, right?
Yeah, they well, the guy that, you know, was rumored last week is also getting teamed up with Blossom.
Yeah.
Apparently they're going to tag team the hosting duties.
Yeah. I heard she did okay at it, though.
Yeah, Blossom's fine. She's a smart woman. She can handle it.
In most cases, she's a very smart woman, yes.
Yeah.
There are a couple topics that she doesn't seem so smart on, but yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that something for all of us? All right, then let's head over to team-up time, Ray.
Okie doke. All right, so I shared with Craig earlier, I had some pains with this one. Like, I had trouble really coming up with a team. So, I'm putting out another request. We've been doing this segment for 2 years. I have like 110 of these out. I'm running out. So if you don't have a suggestion, we might be seeing the end of the line here. But I did not throughout this whole last 2 years. Apparently, I never put Lockjaw in any team up. So I tried to spend some time figuring out where Lockjaw would really be useful. And where would he really be useful? With people who make special tiles. So, I was trying to stay in the four-star land, so I teamed him up with Carnage and Medusa, because Carnage and Medusa are fantastic together. You throw in Lockjaw, it not only makes it so that those special tiles that are being thrown out all the time, Medusa's generating AP, Medusa's giving you the burst of health to keep you alive, and Lockjaw's negating a bunch of the damage that the other team's going to be doing with the match damage. And he's got all those special summoning abilities, summoning Quake, Kamala Khan, Black Bolt, Medusa, Karnak, and even a character that's still not in the game, Crystal. He does charge tiles like we mentioned, so maybe the team could have been, you know, Alligator, Loki, and Throg, but didn't think of it in time. So in any case, Lockjaw does work pretty well with these two. I do use him at a 5-3-5 because I don't like to rely on the randomness of his summon. Mm. And his yellow passive is amazing when at 5. He negates 100% of match damage dealt when the enemy matches one of your tiles. So that's awesome. And he deals some damage back to them. And his green converts 8 tiles to charges when you have it at 5. So there's more of a chance that you're going to put a charge tile on the enemy's strongest color, which again will automatically deal damage to the enemy team every round from Lockjaw. So, again, we've been over Carnage Medusa a lot, so I'm not going to go into that a whole bunch, but he works really well with them. So, there you go.
His summon's not random. You just have to kind of manipulate what color is the most on the board.
Right. I just, you know, it's kind of along the same lines as Gwenpool. You have to really pay attention and know, like, I don't remember what Quake does necessarily. I don't remember what, like, I just, so, and you have to pay attention to what's on the board, and I just like making matches, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like Domino, when you want to see how many black tiles are on the board, and, you know.
Yeah. So, in any case, that's your team up for this week, so try them out. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Let's get to her, right? Let's open some stuff up. Let me open up my game here.
That's a good point.
Are you opening more than one?
I have more than one. I'm probably not.
All right, you want to open your one then? And
sure. Yes. I'm clicking up. I got a 4-star. I'm still no Electro. It is the Fisk Defense Kingpin, Wilson Fisk.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, now Safari Joe. That's never good. Number 2, Lizard.
You don't have him champed yet.
Number 3, Throg. I hear you can use him. Number 4, Lockjaw. I hear he'd be used too.
There you go.
Number 5, Falcon America. My God, is it only going to be people we've talked about? Number 6, Rogue. So outside of that Kraven, I think every one of those characters was mentioned in this episode. Wow. Well, 6-4 stars. My Throg is now a 2-1-3, so he's still not champed.
Huh.
But everybody else, it's just levels. No 5-stars. Sad times. And none of those upgrades got me another tile or token to open.
Right.
Sad times this week.
I'm falling behind. I mean, Odin, I can understand I don't have any of Odin yet. But I still don't have Electro. Like, not a single cover.
Oh, wow. No Odin either?
I've got like 365 shards for Electro. Really disappointing.
Oh, I believe at this moment I have all the characters.
Wow. Well, good job.
My Odin is at a 2-0-0.
Did you spend on his special?
Oh, buddy.
Purchase place? Okay.
I think I probably spent, 250 command points.
There were three people on thrones in that, wasn't there? I don't remember who it was. It was Thanos
It was Thanos, Odin, and somebody else.
Okay.
But yeah, I got two Odins out of that. Who else were we looking for? Electro. I got one Electro.
Wow.
Man, I have a lot of 5 stars with almost, no covers. Killmonger is a 1-2. Onslaught's a 1-0-2.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be keeping up with the production of them there for a while. I was doing really good with Ronin and Null, and now, suddenly, not so much.
Adam Warlock's a 2-0-0. Yeah, that's a good L.
Oh, it was Doom! Thanks, Donkey Teeth. That was the third one.
Oh, good point.
And I didn't want to spend coins or, my CP on that because, yes, I wanted Odin, but I already have Thanos and Doom, champed. So I was going to wait. I'm going to wait till it's, a ton of Electro and Odin in there and then just go on a spending spree again.
There you go. So thanks, as always, though, to this guy.
This guy.
All right, hey, we got this podcast network. Ray's got 2 shows on it. I'm sure he knows more about it than I do.
Oh, it's possible. Probably not, though. But if you're into comic books, there's a comic book show. If you're into wrestling, I hear there are a couple shows. In any case, if you're looking for podcasts, soon-to-be-named network, podcasting network of kind of like-minded people who enjoy, pop culture stuff, you can find current and hidden archive episodes on soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Did I mention I'm hyped about D2R?
Yeah, I am too. What are you starting with?
Not Necromancer, not Assassin. I don't know, probably Sorceress.
Yeah.
I mean, well, here's the thing, though. I'm definitely going to be doing a Magic Find Sorceress for the real game. So maybe for this, I'll do an Amazon or something. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Like I said, I'm sure that as I play things, I will, stick to my two favorite characters. So I will definitely have Charge Bolt Girl and Magic Arrow Girl will probably be the first two that I make because I like those builds.
Sure. You get into Hell difficulty, though. You're going to have to, figure out what your second power is going to be. You're going for cold. You're going for fire.
Yeah. The problem with the problem is Hell difficulty, everything's immune to fire. Well, I mean, in Act 4 and stuff, right? All the demons have fire resistance.
Oh, well, yeah, a whole bunch.
So cold's usually better.
So did I tell you I did the Ubers the other day? Actually,
you did. You got the torch.
When you're going through and you're killing off the Uber Iswal, I think it is, there are creatures that are immune to fire, immune to cold, immune to lightning, and immune to magic.
So what's the sorcerer supposed to do there?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Now, luckily, I had my paladin, and he does a bunch of physical damage, and they weren't immune to physical, so
yeah,
it was okay. But, they're immune. It went all the way across the screen. If you hovered over them, it filled up the whole screen with what they're immune to.
Yeah, you have no chance of winning that solo.
Right.
As a sorceress. You can't be done.
Yeah, not as a sorceress. Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
I suppose you could switch to all poison skill. Now, that's their old necromancer. She doesn't have any poison skill.
Yeah, she has no poison. So you could, try to hit them with some, telekinesis, put them in a corner and let your hireling kill them.
No one's ever used telekinesis for anything. That skill's dumb.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're boring Donkey Teeth to death, so.
All right. So, comment, suggestion, shoot him at Ray, especially if you have any team-up times, or we're going to retire that segment. But he needs some info. Show him some love. You go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff there. We get some kickbacks. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it for this week. Bye for now. And remember, kids, grab your beer, grab your dog, and get yourself a pick-em-up truck. Good night, everybody.
Good night.